What's up, everybody? Hey, welcome back to the Flick Experience with the host man, Gabriel, here. And we're going to be reviewing on Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, directed by Wes Ball. It is the fourth installment of the Planet of the Apes reboot franchise, as we like to call it. So I just got out of seeing this movie in theaters, and I'm impressed with what this film was able to give you. I thought that because after the end of the third film, War for the Planet of the Apes, which was really good, by the way, I thought that was a great closing chapter to the prequel series, as we like to call all of it, because I thought it had a great beginning and middle end to Caesar's arc. Now, when the fourth one was announced, I didn't think it was going to be like all great, or I didn't expect, like, really, we need another fourth one, but somehow it did make sense, even though it took its time, and it did sort of, like, flesh out the story a bit, maybe not too emotionally depth, like, in the first three films, but it had a good connection. They had a bunch of callbacks from a little bit in the prequel series, and definitely a bunch of callbacks from the original Planet of the Apes films, if you guys ever seen those when they first started from the late 60s and 70s. So for the plot of this film, this is generations after the third Earth film, because since the Caesar character, once played by Andy Serkis, spoiler alert, he dies at the end of the third Earth film. So this is a whole new introduction of a new protagonist named Noah, played by Owen Teague. And he is a legacy character who has his own tribe, I've called the Eagle Clan, and they're building a whole new, like, sort of village around Earth right now, because right now, since the planet is completely conquered by apes, but now it's not just about the humans and the apes anymore. Now it's just about the apes living on this world now. But now the problem is they have to deal with each other. Since this is a new generation of apes, no one knows that much about Caesar's legacy. Some do and some don't. So Noah goes on a quest to find his other villagers' clan as they are taken away when they were attacked by another, like, chimpanzee clan. Along the way, he meets a wise orangutan named Raka, and then also along the way, they meet another human protagonist character, which I assume is the new Nova, but somehow this character has a name of its own called May. And the two of them join forces together and go on a journey to find Noah's clan and from another chimpanzee kingdom ruled by Proxima Caesar, another ruthless leader who's taken the mantle as the new Caesar, although it's not the same ideology and philosophy that the original Caesar had. This one's a whole new, like, ape supremacy type leader where humans are never to be trusted and they cannot live in harmony. And also, he wants to rule the entire kingdom of this entire world. However, Noah sees it a bit differently. But there's a great clash between apes and other apes. We had a little bit of that out in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, but in this one, this was a very solid character journey type of movie, because we see not only just Noah's character, we also get to see the human Nova May's character on how they have different perceptions on how humans lived in the world back then before, and we have what chimpanzees and the entire apes lived back then, even during Caesar time. So they have almost like a parallel track, but at the same time, they want to help each other, but it's for their own personal gain. This was a really good solid movie. I mean, I was impressed by that. Yeah, I could tell this is probably going to be the start. Maybe if it goes for a fifth film or sixth film, I don't know how many of this ways it could go, but there are plenty of different directions they could go over the film franchise. The plot is a little bit slow at first from time to time, but it definitely picks up because you're feeling the movie is like coherent, like story progress, and you get to see how the whole Planet of the Apes, like the world, is expanded, and you get to see how it unravels, and you get to learn from each different character's perception, and you just wonder, like, where's the story going to go? What's it going to lead to the future? I was very impressed by this movie. I'm not going to lie, because again, I thought the third one was the end, but the fourth one just opened a whole new door to other sequels later in the future, and I recommend and you would see this film. I was impressed by this movie. I love the new characters, the new protagonists. I love the new conflict. I love how, at least this time, the humans' characters, they're not going with the same plot as in to go on to war, or this time the apes are the dominant species, but you get to learn, like, throughout the character journey with Noah and the Nova human character May, start to learn from each other's perceptions just a little bit on what they live like back then. But this is a really good, fun action adventure solid movie. I can't wait for the rest of the series, so I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5 G stars. So yeah, guys, go see Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which is in theaters now. And if you ever want to rewatch the entire prequel series from Rise to Dawn to War of the Planet of the Apes trilogy, I recommend maybe you should go see it just so that you have more information on what this addresses. Now, keep in mind, this movie barely references it from the last films because this fourth film feels like its own movie of a new saga later in the future. But I recommend you go see it. But then again, you could go see this on your own. But it's a really, really good, solid fourth movie film. And I think it's a pretty good entertaining and expanding the entire Planet of the Apes franchise in general. So go OCE this movie right now. So that'll be it for this movie review. And if you like this, keep following the show on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify at Gabriel's Flick the Experience. You can also follow me on Instagram with the title of the show. And let me know what your thoughts and opinions about this movie. So this is the host man Gabriel saying to you all, good night, everyone.